gentlemen, boys and ghouls, step right up. Behind this curtain lies a ghastly concoction of delight, horror, fantasy, and terror. Your every wish is our command. Your every whimsical desire brought to life. But I'm warning you, there's always a price. Welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Everyone, welcome to this week's edition of the Kurt and Jeff Show. I'm Kurt, and Jeff's not here right now. I'm just recording a brief intro to this week's episode. We're going to hop right back in and pick up where we left off. This is going to be the final part of our Godzilla movie coverage. This is towards the end of the trip. We were both getting kind of tired, and some of our jokes and stuff kind of reflects that. You're going to hear a lot of us laughing and just having a good time in this one. Not too much real info, but should be a fun episode. Hope you guys enjoy it.
So you make your post yet about Godzilla, how good it was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have some fun out there at work. Like I said, about 10 o'clock every day, I go take like a 15, 20-minute shit. Then about 2 o'clock, maybe 2:30, I go take another one.
Okay.
Andy, watch this.
And here we go in Spanish.
Echan diveraste.
Now put that on loop.
Echan diveraste. Echan diveraste. Echan diveraste. Echan
diveraste. Yeah, it was funny. Did you see that? The whole thing was because of that post on Facebook. What was it? Susan.
Yeah, I read
you
that.
You saw where I sat at her house. So she's like, you know, I thought I jerked off at her computer. She's like, well, I thought you had Andy. I was like, well, he got kind of freaked out when I just stared at him while I jerked off. It was fun to mess with him.
Oh. And he probably freaked out when he read that, didn't he?
Probably. He's like, I can't believe you told. But you said you wasn't going to say nothing.
Be glad I just told him that. Not that I pull out and spunk on the small of your back, Andy.
I gotta say, that's one thing neither one of us ever did, but I should sometime. We're tag teaming some chick or whoever, I should just pull out nut all over him one time. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, man.
Stare right at him when you do it.
Yeah. Just keep bugging him while I do it. Oh, that'd be some funny shit.
Oh, you can have Psycho Jen in there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You know, the fucked up part is I got a visual of that. That's just fucking wrong, man.
Get a visual of me and Andy in a cantaloupe with two holes, one in each side.
Guys have smashed the melon.
I wonder if our dicks would touch inside. Would that be gay?
You got a good bucket of water in the hole, say you had a black chick. Oh, oh shit, you're
driving off the
road.
Okay, that one's definitely staying in.
Oh, shit.
At least our podcasts are interesting.
Never a dull moment.
No.
It's fucking hot in here, man.
I just cut the air off, or the heat off.
Holy shit. It's going to get loud for a second. I'm rolling the window down.
Yeah.
It's hot in here. Ah. Yeah, much better.
Fuck yeah. Can't wait. See, Andy don't listen to these. I guess Susan listens to him and then lets Andy know what we talk about. So let her try to explain this one to him. Hi, Susan.
And then he said you should fuck a watermelon and it'll be fucking a blue chick. Yeah, well, you know, I don't get politically incorrect a lot, but when I do, I make it worthwhile. That was definitely
a great one. We need to make like a best of video with all our fucking smart ass comments.
Podcast, you mean?
Yeah. Just cut out all the clips.
Our highlight reel.
Uh-huh.
My nose is all stuffy now. You know, I listen to some of the morning radio shows and they tell a joke and start laughing. I'm thinking, that wasn't that funny.
Uh-huh.
Why do they laugh so much?
And then you hear one of our jokes.
And then turn around and we're doing the same fucking thing.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to us laugh for half the podcast.
Hey. But the funny thing is, they're probably laughing right along with us.
If they're white, they are.
That's a fucked up thing, too, because, see, I listen to these podcasts. I'll put them on my iPod. I'll listen to them at work. And I'll be sitting there cutting wood, so I'm just laughing my ass off about some of the stupid shit we said. You know?
I have never listened to one of our own podcasts. I figure I'm making it, and I don't need to listen to it, but maybe I will download some of them.
Oh, they're great. I let the kid listen to the one where me and you were talking about double stuffing cancer chick. Oh, and I almost fall out of my chair. I was crying when it come on the way we were talking about it. That was at the end of the one that went up this week, the Rocky Horror Picture one.
That was the one that went up last week.
Yeah, last week.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about double stuffing her.
Yeah.
And,
I mean.
Yeah, you need to go straight.
Oh, straight? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
GPS got us turning.
Yeah, there's a shortcut up here.
Okay.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, we'll have to get some more guests on here. Like I said, we need to work on Rachel and Lisa. I got some great questions for Lisa.
You know what that just sounded like, right? We need to work on Rachel and Lisa.
Hey, I told both of them that they were hot. Correction, I told Rachel she was fuckable, and I told Lisa that she was hotter than the other Jen. What?
I'm still not making any comments.
No, we were on that. Yeah, I think it was the indie trip.
You want to watch your speed through here, Kurt. Okay. These are redneck cops.
Yeah.
Kurt's doing 50 and a 35 in Ligonier, for those of you who know Indiana.
Uh-huh. No, that was during the indie trip. Rachel had a picture she was showing Brenda, where she was sitting on a fence and asking if she was fat or if she looked weird or whatever. And Brenda's like, no, you're fine, you know, you look good and all this stuff. And she shows a picture to me, she's like, what do you think, Kurt? And I'm like, well, fuckable, I guess. She just lost it. She's like, I can't believe you said that. I was like, oh, well, what are you going to ask? You ask a guy a question, he's honest at least.
Hey, if we say you're fuckable, then that's a compliment.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I'd fuck you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to even turn
on
the light.
Don't get offended, that means we'd fuck you.
Yeah. And then of course, Lisa.
Of course, we also nailed Psycho Jen, so.
Yeah, it's not saying much, I mean. But,
Ah, dude, man, my peanut butter cups are melting.
Eat them quicker. And then the Lisa one, she was sending me texts back and forth, and she said, I told her something about, you know, we like having her in the group.
Fucking pig.
Good thing you told me to slow down. But she had said something about, I told her that we like having her in the group or something. She's an old member of the group. I really like having her around or something.
All right, go ahead and turn up right here. Good.
And she sent me a text by saying, oh, that's so sweet. It sounds like you actually like me. And I sent her one back, oh, you're hotter than the other gin, I guess.
And then she said, Kurt, you're an asshole.
Pretty much. I think I've hit on every female in the group, even Brenda. That was a good one, too, because she told me one day we were sitting at her house and we were talking back and forth. She's like, yeah, Dwayne got kind of jealous right when we first started going to the group. I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, you know, he thought, you know, you might be trying something on me. I was like, huh? And she's like, yeah, he's like, you know, you're always driving with Kurt, you're going to the movies, and he got really pissed off because we went to a ghost hunt one night, and we're going to do a, it started raining, so we canceled it. But we were already out, and I told Brenda, I was like, you just want to go to a movie and watch a movie or something?
Sturdy, so, Kurt.
Sorry, was talking, wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I can tell.
We went to a movie, and she got back home, Dwayne's like, you know, how was the ghost hunt? She's like, oh, we didn't ghost hunt, we just went to a movie. And I guess he got kind of jealous, and she's like, oh, get over it. He's, you know, 25 years old, and I'm, you know, 60 or whatever, and fat and all this stuff. And he's like, well, that doesn't matter, you know, you got money.
Dude, she's only in her 50s.
Whatever. Now. And, oops. So, he's like, well, you got money. He could be after your money. And I, right at that point, I just looked at Brent. I was like, yeah, man, he don't know me at all. I was like, I don't need money at all. I'll fuck you for anything, you know, for free. She didn't know what to say after that. You know?
I pay my hoes.
Yeah, you know? I'm a man whore. I don't charge.
I would make you a slut. If you were a whore, you'd charge.
Okay, I'm a man slut then.
There you go. No, you're actually just a man. Why you got your wipers on, dude?
It was misting rain just a minute ago.
It was misting rain.
Yeah. See, the window's wet.
You either mist or it rains. It's not misting rain.
Okay.
That's like saying, I was chewing, eating.
It's a hillbilly thing.
You're not hillbilly, though.
I grew up, I went to Alabama all the time when I was young.
You went to Alabama?
Yeah.
You're white trash, dude.
I'm not white trash, I'm middle class, I guess. Oh, chupacabra!
Hit it!
Oh, damn it. Oh, I screamed, too.
Ooh. Little fucker standing around just looking.
Ooh, looking at you. I'm like, what the fuck?
Go ahead, hit me. All right, you little son of a bitch. I'm going to run your little ass over. That right there probably offended someone. We say fuck and told a black joke. They're going to hit a damn cat.
Yeah,
that's what someone's going to get fucked over.
That's what I go piss about.
And fuck you. We hate cats.
Yes. Now, had it been a dog, hell no.
Nah, we just screech and
oh, yeah.
And hit a tree and shit and rolled over.
Yeah, you don't hit a dog.
Is the dog okay?
Well, we come home from work a couple of, last week one day, I saw a little dead dog by the side of the road, little Jack Russell. Somebody hit him just right down from work.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Had to go home and give my puppy some kisses. Miss my dog. Like I said, I got the greatest dog ever. He meets every day when I pull into the driveway. He comes running out. My dad lets him out the back door. He meets me at the car, jumping up, giving me kisses, runs into the house, and he goes up them three steps into the kitchen, turns around. When I walk in, he has to put his hands up on my shoulder and give me kisses before I go up inside into the kitchen.
He probably licked himself just before he come in, too.
Hey.
He probably rubbed his belly. Yeah, that's a good boy. Oh, look at that little red Rocky. Look at that little red Rocky. He's a good
little red
Rocky.
Yeah. It's all included in a belly. He's a small dog, so if you're rubbing his belly, you got to rub everything.
Ew.
Like I said, when you come in, he got all excited when you were in there. That little red racket was all sticking out.
Fresh meat. I don't know that smell.
Hey, once he lays in, it's best just to let him finish.
He didn't lay into me, though.
He was trying.
No. No, he wasn't.
I thought he was like jumping up on you.
He was walking on his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Scooting his ass across your carpet with a little red rock sticking out.
You see the video I put on
your other
Facebook?
Buddy. Which one?
The one where I just gave him a bath.
Yeah.
He lays down like army crawls across the floor.
Yeah, I saw that one. What you need to do is get him humping Andy's leg.
He used to hump the kid all the time. Yeah. That was great, too.
It's like, stop it. Stop it. Dad, your dog's rubbing on my leg.
Just get all mad, try to go underneath the blanket. He's learned to pull the blanket down. He likes going bareback. He gets that blanket down. And
oh, shit. Well, we're all over the place, aren't we?
I'm telling you.
Fucking dog humping your daughter. Fucking a watermelon.
Work.
Work. You're a little fuck, Carla. Show me your fucking farmer video.
Take the cantaloupe video and just send it to him in a text.
Just bind it where you finish and pat it on its little head.
Like I said, he had them rainbow suspenders on the past 2 days.
What kind of sin is this one? Is this in the Bible?
I don't see it in the Bible. It doesn't say nothing about humping fruit.
Fruit rape.
Turn here.
Yeah. You know it's got a name. You're gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, it's gotta be some kind of fetish for that.
Fucking fruit. Good God. We are all over the place.
Uh-huh. You can tell in our first, like, 2 or 3 podcasts that we did, because those were the first ones I edited. And those, like I said, we were bad. It was all them ums and and buts.
Well, now we pay less attention to the mic.
Yeah, this bullshit talk.
At work.
Well, yeah, the first couple of podcasts, it was all over. Every little thing trying to cut them out. Oh, that feels good.
Yeah, it's probably drowning that out big time.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But hey, we're both fat. Every once in a while, we got to cool off. A lot of hot air going on this car right now.
Man, that does feel good.
Ooh. Yeah, I'll get a good... at least 2, probably 3 episodes out of this, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because we're a good hour and a half in the first one.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I'll get 3.
Probably about an hour now.
Yeah.
We left just about 10 o'clock. Left out of the parking lot.
Yeah, we'll get a good 3 of them out of this. And that'll put us ahead a little bit. Like I said, we've got a good month now. And then if Jin gets us in with the distressed dolls, that'll be another one. Like I said, I'll try to get a hold of her and see if she wants to do one. Just me and her sit down and talk.
Yeah, update. Psycho Jen's back.
Yeah. God, do we want to go into it? Might as well. We already mentioned it. fuck it. I wasn't going to say nothing, but fuck it.
You made the promise. I didn't.
Yeah. We went to... there was a posting on the internet... on Facebook, I guess it was about 3-4 weeks ago. I guess down at Pottawatomie Conservatory, which is like a greenhouse here in the area, they were going to do a ghost hunt. And they had advertised it on Facebook. And
I called that one.
Yeah. I started looking at it, and it said that it was being hosted by the Indiana Paranormal Trackers. We thought this might be the old group that we were in. It's not the same name, so I started doing some research on it, checking. I went to our old group's webpage, checked their forums. There was nothing on their forums about this hunt coming up. I'm also on Facebook. I'm friends with their page. So anytime they post any upcoming events, I get notification of it. And, you know, nothing from our old group. So I was like, okay, you know, I figured it's maybe a new group in the area. So I clicked like on it that I was going to go. Actually, Rachel in the group, she clicked like first, then I clicked it. The kid clicked it. The other Jen, Lisa said she was going. Brenda was going to go. Jeff was going to go for a while, but he ended up backing out. So,
well, that's because initially I said I had no interest.
Right.
He talked me into it, and then he came back to not having any interest, and I was in the middle of having sex with my wife when the time came to show up for them, and, well, we know where that goes.
Uh-huh. I would have chose ghost hunting, but that's just me. Have sex anytime you're married.
No, you
can. Yeah, you can. So, anyway, it was like a day before we were supposed to go on the hunt. I found out from a mutual friend that Jen had signed up for the hunt and was going on the hunt as well. So, this was Psycho Jen. So, I talked to a couple of the group.
I'm in here too, dude.
Okay, slow down.
Sheriff hangs out. We know what pricks they are.
Oh, yeah. So, it was at the last minute. Like I said, I found out it was like the night before that we were supposed to meet up, and I wasn't going to tell everybody, you know, called off at the last minute. I did a lot of PR. I had some friends that wasn't even in the ghost group that was going to show up and come to it. So I was like, well, I'm going to go anyway if she's there, fuck her. The restraining order that we had that she got against me was no longer valid. It already expired. So there was no way she could force me to leave.
Back in March? February?
April, I believe. Yeah, 4/16 of 2014, it expired. So,
no, would have been 3.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. March, yeah.
3, because that's when we went to the first
Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror, and she was supposed to be there.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, yeah. So I was like, fuck it, I'll go ahead and show up. Now, I didn't know this, but I had sent out on that Friday, but it was a Saturday ghost hunt. The Friday before we went out, I had sent out an email on my old Ghost Tracker D at SBC Global account. Anybody that was still on that account, I sent out an email, told them that, you know, I was closing down that email account, that if anybody needs to get a hold of me and wants to continue to be on our ghost hunting mailing list, to email me at my new Yahoo account. Apparently, that email went to Jen. So, Psycho Jen. So, she, I guess, went onto our message board, found out that, you know, we'd been doing the podcast, and she saw that we were coming over there, and apparently she sent me an email through my new email account. Well, I've got her blocked ever since, you know, she got the restraining order and stuff. I blocked her on my email, my Facebook, all that stuff. So, I didn't get the email. It went straight to my spam folder. Basically, she just said, you know, she was running the event. She didn't want me there. Please not to show up. So we go out to eat. We leave there, and we get there. We figure we're going to get there about an hour early. I wanted to park the car up front by the conservatory. We got all our stickers on the car, and I figure that way we can
advertise,
get people to see our group, you know, hand out some business cards, this and that. As soon as I pull in, I notice Psycho Jen's car is parked right there by the front of the building. So I'm like, oh shit, let's go ahead and park. I parked, and then Lisa pulled up next to me. As soon as I pulled up, I saw Jen come running out of the building. She walked about halfway down the entranceway. It's still enclosed. Saw the van, she was, you know, you could tell she was looking at the car. Saw the stickers and the magnets. She turns around, goes back in there, and the lady that runs the conservatory comes up and locks the door. So I'm like, oh shit, she's calling the cops. So I go out, go over there, and I get in the car with Brenda and Lisa in there. And my kid's in there, and Rachel's gonna showing up, and you know, a bunch of other people. So I'm sitting in the car, and you can see him in the window. She keeps, you know, looking out the window at us. And then at one point, she gets, comes back out, goes in her car, and leaves. So I'm like, what the hell is going on? Well, she ends up going out for coffee. She comes back, goes back in. I get out of the van. I'm sitting there smoking a cigarette, talking to everybody. You okay? Kind of a quick stop there.
Kurt slammed out of the brakes and choked me with a seatbelt.
But, you know, so I'm sitting there smoking a cigarette. Well, she comes out of the building. So, of course, I grab my tape recorder, hit record on it in case she tries to start anything. She comes walking up by where we're at. And I'm standing behind the van talking to Rachel and Rachel's mom. She walks around, comes up to me. She's like, I need to talk to you right now over here. I'm like, okay, you know. So I walk over there where she's at. She's like, first off, she's like, you know, There's two ways this is going to happen.
Go ahead and turn left right here.
She's like, there's two ways this is going to happen. She's like, one, you can come in here and be a dick and an asshole and a prick. And she's like, I'll call the South Bend Police Department. And they'll come out here and they'll have you removed.
Yeah, bullshit.
I was like, yeah.
It's a paid event.
Yeah, I was like, I told her at the front. I was like, yeah, I'm not trying to be a dick or anything. I was like, I didn't even know you were going to be here. I'm like, you know, I just want a ghost town. I'm not going to cause any problems. I'm here with a group. I did some PR, all that stuff. She's like, or the second option you got. She's like, everybody in my group's kind of backed out on this. She's like, I'm here alone. I know you know what you're doing. I know you're professional. You want to help run this event. So I'm like, I guess. I'm like, you know, it's 10 minutes till we got to go in. I had nothing, no idea what to say or anything. But I was like, yeah, I'll help you out. I'll run the event, do that stuff. She's like, no, I don't want any, you know, no, don't be a douche. Don't be, you know, making any comments on Facebook or saying anything on your podcast or being an asshole or anything like that. I kind of played dumb. I was like, a podcast? And she's like, oh, yeah, I've heard your podcast. And she's like, the ones you got about me is coming down. I'm like, no, they're not. And she's like, yeah, the three you put on me. She's like, I already talked to a lawyer. We're going to sue you. You're coming down. I'm like, no, they're not. I was like, we already, you know, did everything. I was like, you know, Psycho Jen is not your real name. I was like, you know, we don't say anything about you. We don't give any details on how to contact you. You know, that's on you. So, you know, we kind of dropped it and shit. I was like, but I will help you with the group.
The only people who know who Psycho Jen is are the ones who experience Psycho Jen firsthand.
Right.
And angry with everything we've said.
And, like, I mean, you know, I didn't say anything like this to her, but, I mean, the thing is that, yeah, you know, what we said some bad stuff about her, but everything we said was true. And, you know, we didn't make anything up. We don't, you know, we don't try to screw her over or anything. Yeah, it's, you know, it was bad of us to say it, but it was the truth, you know? Fuck her.
Yep, you did.
You know? hey, you did first. You nailed that first.
Beat me out of it.
No, uh-uh. I got your sloppy second, sorry. Then you got my nasty thirds, but, you know. There's one big happy family. There ain't no forks.
No. Oh, shit.
We cross the streams.
Whatever you do, don't cross the streams.
But,
we never hit it at the same time, and it always showered before the other one ever got it.
We think. I don't know. Are you sure she showered?
No. Well, you'd have known if that thing wasn't clean.
Yeah. But no, seriously, I mean, I told her, you know, I'd help her out. And she brings out all her paperwork and stuff. And like I said, she was very nice. I mean, we didn't have any problems. We talked. I mean, just like old friends, you know. I mean, it was one of the things, you know, we kind of buried the hatchet. It was like, you know, look, I'm not trying to be a dick about you. You know, what happened in her past happened in her past. That's a truck.
Yeah. That made you slow the fuck down, yeah. Didn't it?
But,
Oh, shit. We were going to go by the other wall.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I just took you a ride to bypass Alagoshi.
But, like I said, the hunt went very good. We had 50 or 60 people turned out for it. We had, I think, 15 or 20 that was in our group alone that I brought. So, you know, I helped her lead the thing. We did EVPs. I discussed the equipment and all that stuff. And like I said, we got along. We talked. We were fine. You know, there's no problems at all. She wasn't being psycho. She wasn't trying anything. You know, like I said, we talked a little bit afterwards. And she's like, you know, she told me she made a lot of mistakes, had a lot of regrets and stuff that she just, you know, we can work together. We can get along. You know, we're not going to be friends. We're not going to be hanging out. But, you know, we'll do stuff, you know, talk together and stuff. If we run into each other on a ghost hunt, so be it. You know.
You want to go straight.
So, as it sits now, like I said, I have no problems with Jen or anything. You know, I mean, she's fine. She talks. You know. I will leave her alone. She'll leave me alone.
She still do that weird tongue thing.
I didn't notice it. She wasn't doing it at the thing.
Maybe Phil took care of that.
Maybe. But like I said, I mean, it was a good ghost hunt. Like I said, she was very nice and, you know, polite. Like I said, she came out kind of hard, you know. And she told me, she's like, you know, the reason I came out so hard and, you know, being such a bitch right off the bat is because I didn't know how you were going to fly off at me.
Well.
And, you know, she told me, she's like, you know, I had liked it on Facebook. And then I sent you the email, so you knew I was going to be here. And it's like, no, not really. You know, I wasn't expecting you to be here. I wasn't going out of my way to, you know, come where you're going to be at. You know, I went out of my way to make sure it wasn't led by the other group that we used to be in. Because I knew she was a part of that other group now.
Well, coming out at you straight up bitch like that is not a good way to fucking get a reaction if you don't know how someone was going to react.
True.
Because you treated it way nicer than I would have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's me, too, because, I mean, I don't give a shit about anything. You know how I am. And like I said, when I know I'm in the right, I can be a prick. And you know me, I can be a smart ass. I can, you know, go right off and all that stuff.
If you're in the right, and, you know, she could have called the South Bend Police Department. They probably escorted her off because they know she's a fucking psycho. She dated half of them.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, I had my restraining order on me just in case, you know.
It's expired.
Yep, it's expired. I could have showed it. But like I said, since it was a private event, though, and that she was running it, there was always that chance that she could come back and say, hey, you know, we're not going to allow you in. It is a private event, private property. They could do that. And like I said, she wasn't trying to be a bitch or anything like that.
You know, people have tried that with the gays and lost in court, mm-hmm. So.
True.
You know, just because it's private doesn't mean you get to be a real fucking prick about it and tell someone they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
If they're there and they're willing to pay for it. You know, it was a charity event. You were paying for the event, what was it, $5?
$5 a person, yeah.
And it was going to the conservatory, so she can't say, you know. It's also the conservatory. She doesn't get sole state, and she's done this on so many ghost hunts. You pissed me off. Where she'd try and take over and try and dictate what people could do, and it's like, shut up and leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the same kind of thing she was doing there. It was a joint effort. She didn't have sole call on that.
Mm-hmm.
if the conservatory people, you know, they were getting the money, and they determined you weren't being an ass, and she's just being overreactive, they can say no, they can stay, mm-hmm. and override her ass.
Right.
And they could turn around and kick her out. So.
Well, if they kicked her out, then the event would be over, because there's nobody else there to run it.
Well, no, because so. You were running it.
Well, yeah, yeah, when I walked in, yeah. But like I said, she would have just been a, you know, bitch at the door and said, you ain't coming in. Then it's either I go or the whole thing goes off. Because if she leaves,
well,
there's nobody else to run it.
Well, no. You guys were there and would have stepped up.
Right. And I did. Like I said, I mean, it wasn't that bad. Like I said, we've did enough cemetery tours and I know enough about ghost hunting and stuff that I could bullshit my way through just about anything. It was kind of cool. She did have a ghost box there, so we got to play with that some. She had all the meters and stuff like that that we were playing with. It went really well. I mean, I gave out probably 7 or 8 business cards. I got 2 or 3 people actually talking, saying they wanted to come, you know, see the group and join up and stuff like that. You know, I let them know. I was like, you know, our group, we're, like I said, she didn't even mention the other group. Didn't mention their name or anything. So, I you know, I hate to be a dick, but I was kind of telling everybody out there. I was like, you know, there's other groups in the area that wants to charge you, you know, yearly membership dues. You know, they, you know, they're good groups that, you know, they're fine out there, you know, to ghost hunt something. They're going to charge you for ghost hunts. They're going to nickel and dime you. I was like, everything we do is free. I was like, you know, it's free to join. We do free private investigations. If you got a haunted house, we'll come out and investigate for free. You know, come out and go on a ghost hunt for free with us. You know, all we ask is, you know, buy your own dinner and food while you're out. Other than that, have fun.
You want to turn right at the light.
And like I said, I mean, it went over really well. We gave out a whole bunch of cards, so... Hopefully we'll get some new members out of it. There was 3 or 4 that really, really seemed interested in it.
Yeah, that's good.
And good PR, like I said. And then Jen, you know, she offered me, she's like, you know, I got another place that we might be hunting. She offered to try to get us into there. And then, you know, we started talking. I was like, you know, we do this podcast. I was like, you know, we're trying to get a lot of guests and stuff to come on. I was like, we just did it with the Rocky Horror Picture Show cast. I was like, maybe, you know, I know she's in the Distress Dolls, which is a local burlesque show. I was like, maybe, you know, can you get us in with them? That's good PR for them. It's free for them. We'll do an interview. You know, we're semi-professional when we're doing interviews, you know. We don't go off on any weird tangents or anything.
Boobies!
Yeah.
Boobies.
We don't talk about fucking cantaloupes when we're doing an interview. We save that for the drive home.
That's just us.
Yeah.
That's just us. When we're together.
So, I mean, it's good PR for him. And she said, you know, she's interested in that. She said she wants to find out when we can do that.
We clean up well.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to try to work with her and try to get us, you know, some interviews and get us into some ghost hunting spots and stuff like that with her. You know? I have no hard feelings. It's just, you know, shit happens in the past. You just got to deal with it and get over it. You know, we're not going to be bestest friends and hanging out and doing all that stuff like we used to do. But... you know, if we're at a ghost hunting event, we can work together.
Okay.
So you should have turned out. It would have been fun.
I just wasn't feeling it. Now you know why. We were bound to run into her again.
Yeah, I figured it.
Especially after she heard the podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I figured after that podcast, it would be something going on. And that's the thing. I mean, she, you know, she threw a fit and wanted us to remove them. And like I said, we don't remove any podcast. One, it's a pain in the ass to do because it's on so many different, you know, iTunes and Stitcher and RST feeds and, you know, WordPress. We're all over the internet. So it'd take forever for me to do it. Two, it'd leave a big gap. You know, it's a trilogy. It's a 3-part episode. So now we're going to be missing 3 episodes. We're going to have to renumber stuff. Just too much work. I basically have to rebuild the entire site from scratch. So it's just not going to happen. I mean, we covered our asses. You know, they're just going to have to deal with it. And that goes for any podcast that we do. So if you don't like our movie reviews, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck you. We like them. Or we don't like them.
Godzilla was okay.
Like I've posted before, we don't give a shit about your opinion. The show's about ours.
Yep. And trust me, we got some good opinions.
And very outspoken.
Oh, yeah. Now we just got to do some more PR and get some more people in there. Like I said, distress dolls will be good. We already did the Rocky. Have you talked to them again about the roller derby girls yet?
No.
Maybe get a hold
my
of
them. My wife posted an hour ago on Facebook. All right, Kurt Richardson, playtime is over. I want my husband back.
I should go in there and post. You can have. Don't worry, you can have him back. It ain't like I want a relationship with him. She can have you back in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah, you got to get us into, like I said, the Roller Girls. The Tim Richardson, the one that's doing that Bruin View, I could probably get us a podcast with him. I don't think that'd be hard at all. Talking about all the movies and everything else.
Right.
So that's just basically a text is all that would take to get us in with him.
Okay.
Barbara, we still want to work with.
Well, the Roller Derby girl, she said we could talk about that once we're done with Rocky Horror. So we're all done with that. Of course, they're going through their shit now because downtown South Bend lost their power this morning. Won't be back on until Sunday, so the Rocky Horror show for this weekend got canceled, moved, so they're going to be busy with that, but I will shoot her an email. Any guy can seem cool on a motorcycle. If you really want to know what kind of man you got, watch him walk through a spider web. Screaming like a little bitch.
Hell yeah, I don't like spiders.
A lot of people don't.
I mean, I can look at them and I don't mess with them, but yeah, you walk through a spider web and they get on you, it's over. You stay off me, I'll stay off you. So next month we're planning on doing a Chicago trip. That should be really good. Like I said, I bet you we can probably get 3 or 4, maybe even 5 podcasts out of the Chicago trip.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be me and you in here and the kid and Brenda and Rachel, Lisa maybe. Yeah, we could easily get a bunch.
You're talking at least 2 hours driving.
Mm-hmm. But see, I don't know if Lisa and them's going to drive. If they drive, then the kid and Brenda and Rachel will probably ride with them. It would just be me and you. But even with just me and you, it's still bullshit.
Yeah, we don't need women.
Yeah, fuck them.
You already offered, haven't you?
Most of them, yeah, I mean. It's an open invitation.
Oh, good God. It gets hot in here, man.
And that goes out to all of our listeners, too. I mean, I'm not picky at all. Age, race, weight, doesn't matter. You know, give me a call. My number is 574-302-8276. I'm giving out again. My email is ghost_tracker_d@yahoo.com. You know, you can, on Facebook, we're on Twitter. You know, just drop me a message. I'm not picky. I will drive
Kurt's
any reasonable distance.
Kurt's probably on Adult Friend Finder.
No, but I am on OkCupid. Name is Kikris 11219, I believe, on there.
Oh my God! You named your fucking profile after your dog?
Hell yeah! I like my dog.
Well, you are a dog, so.
Cold nose, cute tail, drools a lot. Fits me.
Licks his own balls.
I would
to,
if I could.
Tries to. Wow, you just hoard yourself out on our show, dude.
How does that make you feel?
A little ashamed and embarrassed. Out there, some lonely Saudi writing your number down.
Yeah, they're gonna try to steal my identity.
Are you Kurt? Are you Kurt? You want to be my princess? Ah, la, 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 la.
Hey man, if they got the money, I just may have to. I can be a kept man. It only hurts till the tip goes in.
Oh my God. They probably cut your tongue out so you can't scream. Oh. years. I think I remember that. It's when they weren't going. Carl, come here. Here, Carl. Do you know it only hurts till the tip goes in?
Yeah, but it's great ball suspenders. And just think, he wouldn't be able to scream loud either. He'd have to cut his tongue out. God, we're going to hell.
Ow! Ow, girl, ow. Oh, yeah. We got some special coals assigned for us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my place was cemented in one day on YouTube when I typed in retards dancing.
I bought the retarded policeman DVD.
I'd get a copy of all those. I've got them all on disc.
Yeah, I bought the DVD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I bought it right from the guy or whatever. I figured, hey, if he's stupid enough to go make that show, I'll support him 100%.
Oh, I love that show. To all our listeners, go to YouTube and type in retarded policeman.
Retarded policeman, the booby episode. That's the best one ever.
I think that's episode 8.
I think so.
Boobies!
That was great.
Boobies! That and the one where he had the taser.
Yeah, the taser was good,
too. Knock, knock. Who's there? Just go up here to Jackson.
The fuck? I don't know where the fuck Jackson is.
Really?
Yeah.
You lived in this area how long?
All my life.
You go ghost hunting how often?
Once a month.
And you don't know where the fucking streets are out there?
I got a GPS. I don't need to know where the streets are.
And what'd you do before GPS?
I didn't go.
Yeah,
I made somebody else drive.
GPS and you're still fucking lost.
I make them, you know, I map quest it.
I'll tell you where to turn.
Good.
But stay in this lane. Hot here.
I'm telling
you. I'm on menopause or something.
It's your time of the month, huh? You and your old lady syncing up.
Keep it up, and I'll claim PMS when they find your body. Wife was ragging, I was ragging, I don't know. He said something, bitch, get in the kitchen, make me some pie. Well, I killed his ass.
Oh yeah, I told you I wanted my dinner when I got over there. Where the hell was my dinner?
It was at Magic Wand in Cherubusco where we stopped and ate, where you got a cheeseburger and a meatloaf plate.
I was hungry. Fat man needs to eat.
Where you got a double cheeseburger and a meatloaf plate.
Mm-hmm. Green beans, mashed potatoes, piece of bread, chocolate milkshake.
You gonna eat that cornbread?
You can't have my cornbread. That was like the best part of that whole movie.
You gonna eat that cornbread? What was that movie?
Life. With Eddie Murphy and
Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence, yeah.
Never watched it.
It wasn't bad. It was a pretty good movie.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy in it. You gotta wonder anymore.
Like I said, it's not a comedy. It's more of a comedy drama. It's basically their whole life story. They get framed for murder or whatever, and they're innocent, but they end up going to jail for life.
Yeah, that happens to all black men.
Uh-huh. Well, they all look the same. I mean, you can't pick them out.
Okay, this is where you want to turn left. I didn't do it. That's not my dope. That's my cousin's. They got stronger bonds with their fucking cousins than they do the rest of their family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. Races again. Who got butt hurt on that comment?
Yeah, please leave us comments. Go to our iTunes and put a comment on there about how we're racial and...
And you will probably get the green light. You will probably be ignored because, again, we don't give a shit about your opinion. This is ours.
True, but we do want the comments because that does help us out in the search engine.
All right, well, tell them how good we are. How much you laughed, snorted fucking milk out your nose, your coffee, whatever. I That's when you know you've done a good joke. When someone's taking a drink of something and it spits out or shoots out some other orifice in their face, you know you got them good and you did a good joke.
Yeah, me and the kid watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure last night. That's a classic.
Yeah, I need to get that one.
We were watching that movie and I was like, oh, hell no. And she saw Goonies, so she's loving that. Them old 80s movies.
Hey,
that
you guys!
Weird.
That's Goonies. What was his name?
Sloth.
That's it. I keep wanting to say Chunk. Chunk was a little fat.
Chunk was the fat one, did the truffle shuffle.
Yeah, did you do that contest?
Fuck no!
Hey, you wanted me to go and do it?
Hell yeah!
Fuck you!
I'd have laughed my ass off. You could have won a Baby Ruth.
I could have bought one and brought it in with me, too. Saves me the abject humiliation.
They had,
You know the dude who plays Frankenfurter was there?
Yeah, I saw him.
Okay.
When we went out. Oh, no, not Frankenfurter, the one that played, Riff Raff. That's the one I saw when we walked out.
Oh, the guy that did Frankenfurter was there, too. Mm-hmm. He posted. It was like 165, 175 mm-hmm. people showed up.
Yeah, it was big. Wasn't completely sold out, but it was a lot of people there. Yeah, the Truffle Shuffle contact, they had three kids, a fat dude with a beard, and a retarded kid. Well, the retarded kid, he was in the Throbbit with us. He was out there when we were doing, me and the kid was filming. We saw him there, talked to him a while. Yeah, cool guy, no problem with him. But we saw him and talked to him, but yeah, he's mentally handicapped. He was up there doing it. The one of the little kids won.
They're handy capable.
Uh huh.
That was making us laugh. That hurt.
I was surprised he didn't play any trailers for the Throbbit up there.
Anytime we do something offensive, we'll just yell butthurt. Lord knows we've done.
Just till the tip goes in.
Relax, it's almost in.
Yeah.
Times have you used that line?
More than you want to know.
Just relax. It's almost in.
Yeah.
I promise not to shove it in.
Like I said, you know, you get my thumb in there. It's like, hell, my dick's smaller than my thumb. If that fits, I know my dick will fit.
I'm not commenting.
What? You saw it?
I'm not even gonna mention anything comparable to mine. Nope, not gonna do it.
You know, I'm just thinking. More people seen my dick than like lives in this town. My video was downloaded like 60,000 times. I had like 60,000 hits on my video.
And you know, they saw your dick fucking a cantaloupe.
Yes.
Good God.
What?
It always circles back to masturbation and fucking a cantaloupe.
It's the story of your life.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said before, two kinds of men in this world. Those who play with it and those who lie about it.
Hey, everything in your past just makes you who you are today.
Man scratches his balls in the morning.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Everyone. And if you're saying, my man don't, you're fucking wrong.
Uh-huh.
He don't do it in front of you, he does it in the shower.
Shit. I scratch my balls and ask him to smell them. You never did that. Like, scratch your balls or whatever, then put it in their face. What does that smell like? Oh, so I take it you have did it, huh? Trying to plead the fifth over there.
Not to the current wife, no. She'll hit me.
Oh, sometimes it's just worth the punch.
No, not from her. She can hit pretty hard. Oh, shit.
I
Scratch your butt crack. Hey, honey, what's it smell like? Smells like ass, don't it?
No, you did after you like finger banger butthole or whatever. You're like, hey, honey, what does that smell like?
You shit on my finger.
Yeah.
Wipe it on her.
Yeah, pull it out, be like, oh, rub it all over her back. Right in the middle, that'd be crazy.
Oh my god.
That gotta be good because they just hold on, you know?
Oh.
They be squirming trying to get out. You just lay down, pin them to the bed.
There's a reason they call it the stink hole. We've gone to the lowest place that you can go to. Talking to anybody on anything.
And we've did this for the past like hours, so this is like gonna be the third episode, it'll be nothing but ass shit.
You wanna spit to me? Oh, I'm hitting the tired mark here.
Oh, me too, I'm telling you.
Funny.
I'm ready to go home and go to bed. Got to get up bright and early for my comic show.
Where's that at, South Bend?
Yeah, Comfort Inn up there. It's not bad, it's just a small little show. Like I said, the guy that runs it's a complete fucking asshole. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Alan. That's his real name. Fuck you. he's a dick.
You've told me about him before.
He'll set up in the center and have like 100 long boxes. And it's all like, I think, $1.50 a comic out of there. Or you can buy a whole long box for like $130.
Oh, fuck him.
And like I said, he goes around and buys long boxes off people for $15 a pop. And then, like I said, resells them for that huge markup, you know, 100% markup.
Well, that's more than 100%.
Oh, yeah, it's like 1,000%. So.
Jeez, it's like a movie theater with popcorn.
Uh-huh. So, like I said, I'm not even going to look through his shit. I'm just going to go and I'm going to look. He normally has probably maybe 10 other dealers that sets up around him. It's just a small little room. Sometimes you can get some good deals there.
He sets himself up right in the middle, then.
Right in the middle. So he's got the best spot. So, yeah. Last year I went through all like 100 boxes of comics. And I ended up getting one long box is all I pulled. And I was struggling to pull out of that.
It's like, struggle to pull out.
Yeah, yep. I said, he just had nothing good. So,
just
yeah.
Go up to him tomorrow and say, you realize when you set up the metal, you may as well just put up a sign that says, I'm an asshole.
He doesn't care. Right, that's just how he is.
Now you know where you're at, Kurt.
Yeah.
All right, well.
We're almost at Jeff's, so we'll go ahead and sign off for this week. Like I said, it's going to be 3 episodes or so. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you liked our movie review. Godzilla, great movie, I guess. Jeff likes it.
If you guess.
It was okay.
It was worth the money.
It worth the money. Go sit. I mean, especially if you can sit in IMAX or 3D.
Good. The IMAX 3D or even 3D, yeah. Yep. It is.
It's worth it.
They shot it for the 3D. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the shit is really good.
So that's it for this week. Make sure you check us out on iTunes and Stitcher, our WordPress. Check us out on Twitter at The Kurt and Jeff Show. See you next week. Have fun. I'm Kurt.
And I'm Jeff. Don't get yourself butt hurt or bent out of shape and fuck your opinion.
See you guys later. Climbing a mountain that keeps getting higher. I'm playing a game where no one's supposed to win.